Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, how are you this morning? It's a Wednesday. We're happy you are here with us. Of course, the 19th day of the month of November. Things are rolling along here. We've got Dan Buck in here with me this morning. We've got Kim St. Ange is due back next Monday, which means Dan's in his last couple days here with us, and we've appreciated your help, my friend.
And it has been a journey. I've learned how to get up again at 3:30 in the morning. Hadn't done that for years.
Yep.
But no, it's been awesome. You guys welcomed me. You made it fun, and I'll miss you, but I'll still be on the fill-in role. So
yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah,
and helping out. Maybe we're going to get Dan on and continue the Buck segments here, maybe once a week, and just kind of keep you involved if you don't mind. That would be fantastic.
Love it.
And I texted Kim. I finally heard back from her yesterday. I guess she's sleeping in, and she says, I'm trying to spend as much time as I can with my boys, but not looking forward to that alarm clock changing next Monday.
No kidding. It's got to be a lot of work, and you're not getting a lot of sleep anyway with a newborn. So.
Oh, I know. Hopefully Hudson's giving her a little bit of a break at this point.
Yeah, and hopefully getting some nap time when he naps. That's for sure.
No kidding. All right, we got lots of stuff still to get to for you this morning, and we've got Dom Savino in this. We don't know if we have Dom. Do we have Dom for sure, or do we think we have Nicole back this morning?
No, I heard Dom this morning, so I'm pretty sure he's still on.
Nicole's trip to the Philippines or wherever she went is still continuing, and I can't wait to hear about that ordeal when she gets back. Next hour, we're going to talk to Evan Brown. Remember the internet outage yesterday? Something broke, and it affected so many different people in different industries across the country. Makes you wonder, do we have all of our eggs in one basket? Evan is reporting on that. We're going to get to him live at the top of the next hour. We're going to do our Guns and Hoses giveaway. We got more tickets to give away today. And a little later, we're going to talk about the changes to hemp regulations that was included in that bill that was just passed, the continuing resolution. Somebody threw a thing in there for the Agriculture Department that would basically ban the unregulated hemp industry right now, which and a lot of law enforcement officers wanted some changes because they felt that children, your underage children, could go to convenience stores and other places in some cases and buy this Delta 8, which has some level of THC in it. Obviously, it's not going to be as strong as what you would go if you went to a dispensary and buy or grew in your backyard, but it still has an intoxicant in it, and it was largely unregulated, they felt, and they wanted it to be clamped down. Well, basically what they did was they shut it all down.
Yeah. Well,
I understand it correctly, what they did in this
bill. Up to a certain level. You can't have more than 0.4 in any drink, gummy, whatever, in the THC. So they basically just really lowered that threshold. So most of the THC products are going to be in well above that. So they got to reformulate, you know, lower those content levels. But, you know, the hemp industry was basically just outspent by the marijuana industry. The dispensaries, and that's why the Democrats pushed so hard to get this into that bill. That was one of the compromises in the negotiation to reopen the government was you've got to put this in there because the marijuana lobby group was so strong in the Democratic Party, they forced the hand. They don't want this hemp world to exist. They want everybody to have to come through their dispensaries and come through, you know. That,
and now. I never realized that till I started looking into this a little more. Dan brought it up to me, and last night I was having a drink with a friend who pointed out that a friend of his has a dispensary license and is not making nearly as much money as he assumed he would make getting into that business. I don't know where the downward pressure is there. I mean, I see a pretty steady flow of traffic as I drive by these dispensaries. I certainly smell the skunk weed when I'm driving around. So my it's either homegrown or somebody's selling it. I don't know who's making money off of it. What I didn't realize is that the hemp industry and the licensed marijuana industry do not get along.
Not at all.
Generally speaking, although they may make strange bedfellows in this case trying to get these hemp regulations changed. So we're going to talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour. I've got a local business owner from Union who is in the business of making drinks that have some level of THC in them. And this bill would basically, I believe, put him out of business a year from now. He didn't sell it to teenagers. He, you know, it's an adult drink. But it's one of those things at risk of being affected here. So we're going to talk to him coming up at about 8:20 today. Stay tuned for that, please. All right, right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news.
Fake
ABC
news.
Fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. I have nothing to do with the family business. I decided to leave that success behind and make America very successful.
Amen.
So are you enriching yourself at all off of the business Saudi contracts with Saudi Arabia?
And his family has every right in the world to do business anywhere in the world that they wish to do business. Let's just end it there. The Trump dynasty and the Trump business has been along long before this man became president. Is he supposed to just give it all up and shut it all down? I mean, people are ignorant.
Where was her journalistic intrigue when Hunter Biden was flying around the world collecting millions and he wasn't even a licensed foreign agent at the time? Give me a break.
He had no business.
None.
The real test will the Department of Justice release the files? Or will it all remain tied up in investigations?
Ooh, I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Marjorie Trader Greene, whatever you're calling her these days, she's now saying the real test is, will the DOJ release the files or will they use the excuse that, well, we can't release them all because there are other investigations going on?
Which makes sense.
Stop attacking Massey. Stop attacking Rand Paul. Stop attacking MTG, and because it doesn't help him in the end, and it doesn't help them, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's Alex Jones, if you didn't immediately recognize that raspy
How
voice.
How do you not recognize that
I know.
That voice?
I would hope most people would who've heard him over the years. He says, listen, you can disagree with Donald Trump on some things. He goes, I support his agenda. I support him on most things. He doesn't support him with his attacks on MTG and Thomas Massie.
I made that same point just about a half hour ago.
Maybe you did, Dan. I think you did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All For some reason, I don't have any audio over here, so let me try to figure out why that is. Hang on just a second. I imagine it's operator error on my part.
Never.
Hey, I can't open websites.
Just blame the computer. Here we go. It's always the computer.
Here we go. Listen. Is it still not playing?
It's the computer.
In front of a credible reporter, and they've never certainly answered questions from attorneys or members of Congress. So we expect the Clintons to come in, or I expect the Clintons to be met with the same fate that Bannon and Navarro were met with when the Democrats were in control.
Ooh, how about that? Jamie Comer.
Indicted? Can you imagine them being indicted for obstruction? Oh, my God. That'd be fantastic.
I don't know. I wonder how that would go. How do you think that that would go?
I think they don't want to self-incriminate. That's the whole thing. They'll go in there and have to take the fifth on everything because they're so involved in so many things. How can she not deny that she and Obama were in cahoots on the Russian collusion thing?
Yeah,
I mean, she can't
that.
Deny it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what she'll say.
This is not my first rodeo.
Yeah, I think that's probably what. Or she could say this.
What difference at this point does it make?
I think we'll hear a lot of those
right.
same things of like the Rose law firm billing records that disappeared and then suddenly randomly appeared again right before Vince Foster's body with no blood in it was found in a local park in Washington, D.C. 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, but that was no
questions
asked.
That was a suicide. Yeah. No blood.
I'm just saying, the Clintons are so dirty, the last thing they want to do is get in front of a congressional committee under oath because they don't remember all the lies they've told the last 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
That is going to be high drama if Jamie Comer pulls that one off. Can I just tell you that? I am so looking forward to that one. Amen.
Grab the popcorn. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Whatever it takes to get Hillary in an orange jumpsuit is what I would argue. All right, coming up, Senator Eric Schmidt was in town yesterday, and he made an appearance on the Mark Reardon Show. I got his couple of his comments on that because I thought it was pretty interesting what he had to say on the senators who want to encourage the military to ignore orders from the Trump administration. It's outrageous. I'm going to let you hear what Senator Schmidt had to say about it coming up. All right. So I heard Eric Schmidt on the Mark Reardon Show yesterday. I love that Reardon says he was the first ever official senator of the Mark Reardon Show. I used to have him on my weekend show back in like 2010.
Was he attorney general then, or what was he doing?
No, he wasn't. I think he had just been elected to the Senate or was running for the Missouri Senate at the time. I remember when he got introduced, when he first announced his campaign, it was in Jack Danforth's backyard a long time. So I've known Eric Schmidt a long, long time. It's kind of hard to get him up this early because I've invited him on the show. We've had him on a few times since he got elected to the Senate, but it's not as easy to get him on the morning show as it is the afternoon. So anyway, whenever Reardon gets him on there, I like to let you hear some of that because some of you aren't still listening in the afternoons, I know. And yesterday he was talking, he had a couple of good subjects. He was talking about the senators in the military. Because Senator Mark Kelly and a few others that you would recognize went on and urged members of the military to refuse orders. It's one of the most obnoxious things. I believe Kelly was an astronaut, wasn't he? He was in the service.
Yeah.
To go in and do this is basically calling for insurrection against the government, encouraging these members to either be absent without leave or to directly defy a direct order from a superior officer.
I mean, it's desertion. It's deserting your command.
So Mark asked Schmidt about it yesterday. This is what he said about it.
What this is about is they still are so upset that Trump won, and they're actually asking now for the military and the intelligence community to intervene. And what we saw over the last almost 10 years was the intelligence community did intervene. They created this fake Russia hoax. The FBI suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story. I mean, this story goes on and on and on. And here you go. You've got elected leaders now calling on these folks, the deep state, as it were, I guess, to get more involved. It's really
Yeah, it's really disturbing. Yeah, he went on to say, and it's obnoxious. I'm going to find the bite. I thought I had it, but I went back in there. It got clipped, so I'm going to have to go back and find that again from what they had to say. And it's crazy. It is. The other thing that Schmidt was talking about was the replacement for Obamacare. You and I have talked about this a lot. What are they? What can they do other than throwing more money against the wall, throwing good money after bad, by renewing these COVID-era subsidies that didn't even exist till 2019 or 2020. The Democrats tagged them on there. And now all of a sudden the Democrats are claiming people are going to be without health care if you don't give them these billions of dollars we promised them during a national emergency,
and what which happened, was COVID. And what happened during that three-year period when these – when these subsidies, the premium rates, because people wouldn't see it, escalated in some cases 300-400%.
Right.
So why would that happen? Because the government was a blank check. So the insurance industry goes, hey, the government's going to pay these premium increases, so we're just going to jack our premium requirements and get paid by the government. The consumers won't say crap because they're not seeing the bill. Now, guess what? The premiums are whacked out high, and people are going, oh, my God, that's not what I was paying before COVID. How did that happen? It's because you infused money that was fictitious, and you gave it straight to the insurance providers. You didn't affect cost. You didn't affect better care. You didn't go after the pharmaceutical companies to bring down pricing. You didn't go after the health industry for their astronomical pricing on routine procedures. No, you just gave the insurance company billions and billions of dollars, and now you expect some magical thing to keep it going. Well, guess what? Taxpayers aren't going to keep paying that.
And the Democrats were going to leverage that with the CR, and it didn't work. This is what Schmidt said yesterday.
Well, I can't. You have to have reform. I mean, you can't have, you know, tens of billions of dollars essentially being pocketed by the insurance companies, because up to 40% of these, Mark, they were never utilized, meaning the brokers were making commissions on it. The insurance companies got the tens of billions of subsidies, and people weren't using it, whether or not they even knew they were signed up or not.
That's right.
So there has to be real reform here. And again, this was a subsidy, a COVID-era temporary subsidy, that the Democrats set to expire at the end of this year. So when they enacted Obamacare, Mark, they didn't want any Republican input. If you remember, they did it by reconciliation, right? Because Massachusetts sent Scott Brown to not have 60 votes in the Senate. Remember
that?
Did it with 51 votes. So then they do this temporary subsidy in one of the Biden Inflation Reduction Act legislature without any Republican votes. So they never consulted Republicans on any kind of reform. And so I think if we're going to move forward on anything, there has to be a lot of reform infused here. So it's not going to look like what it looked like before. If we can come to any resolution on it at all, I don't know. But I'm more than willing to have the debate on health care because Obamacare has been a disaster for people.
That's right.
Well,
it has. Yeah. And I'm glad they're talking about alternatives. Can you imagine the hell the Democrats are going
to
raise?
Well, what if the government just said to these insurance companies, guess what? We're going back to pre-COVID premium prices, and if you don't do it, then you're out of the exchange. They'd get in line real quick.
That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? Just say, hey, we're not paying your 300% increases that you've put on people for the past 3 years. We're going back to what the premiums were pre-COVID, and if you don't like it, then we're going to kick you out of the exchange. Now, people say, well, if big companies are out of the exchange, there'll be no options. Bull crap. Let the free market
work.
They
will not let the cash cow go that easily.
They're not going to just walk away from the healthcare program.
Nope, because you could also threaten to kick them out of, I guess, Medicare, right?
Right.
If they wanted to play
that
game.
And new insurers would step in.
All right.
Let free market work.
The markets have not done well the last couple days. We'll check in with business coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
People were tired of me because I couldn't win the big game. People had me meeting with my team and telling them that I was going to another school, none of which were true. Now this week it's a different story because we scored the second most points in the SEC this year at 49. So, you know, all of this stuff is just a distraction. You know, I would like to remind everybody, including our fans, we absolutely love Mizzou. We love what we're building. You know, since I've been here, I've signed multiple extensions. In fact, I signed one this past summer. So all the speculation, it's a tribute to our team's success. And that's where my focus is going to remain on our team and our current situation.
All right, Eli Drinkwitz there talking yesterday about these rumors. And he's like, listen, it hurts recruiting. It hurts so many things when people focus on this.
Right.
With the speculation being that I'm suddenly leaving for another job. Now, I know you're a human being, right? That's the thing. If you're a fan, you have to remember he's a human being who's making a lot of money right now at Mizzou, might be able to double that at another school. If it was you, what would you do? Well, if you're a huge Mizzou fan, you wouldn't want to coach anywhere but Mizzou. As a Kentucky fan, I couldn't imagine a coach wanting to coach anywhere but Kentucky. I don't care how much money they're offering you. But at the end of the day, these are human beings who are working for a living. That's right. I don't know what he's going to do. But I like the fact that how he addressed it yesterday.
Yeah, and it is a distraction, I'm sure, for even his players.
Yeah.
That, you know, how is he loyal to us? Is he out on interviews? What's he doing? He just would like he was asking the media yesterday to just back off the talk that we got football to play. We want to get through the season. There'll be time to talk about if and when I'll go. What he's not doing is denying that he might be looking.
No, he did not say that. So no. Maybe you got to listen to what Eli didn't say yesterday. Yeah. All right, let's get to Dom, please. Whoops. There it is. Dom Savino in this morning for Nicole again. And how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I hope Drink doesn't go anywhere. He's got to stay put at Mizzou for another decade.
I think so. We'd love to keep him, but... Yeah, the money being thrown at him, several huge jobs, as you know, out there. He's got to be in the top five list of college coaches right now, I would think.
Yeah, you're right. And everybody's got a price, as you guys said.
Everybody's got a price. Exactly. I got a price. Anybody's interested,
speaking
call
of price,
I'll tell you what it is.
I want to know what's going on in the darn market. What a beating it's taken the last couple days.
That is a great point. We can start on Wall Street, guys. Futures are slightly higher. The market, though, is trying to rebound from what you noted, four straight days of selling. It's all prompted by concerns from investors that the AI rally has gone too far, too fast. The Dow lost nearly 500 more points yesterday. It's down close to 3% during this four-day losing streak. Today is a big day of earnings reports, the biggest of all coming after the closing bell from the leader of the AI rally, NVIDIA. But this morning, we did get fresh insights from two of the nation's top retailers. We've got that. First, the struggle continues at Target. The department store posted a drop in quarterly sales and lowered its full-year profit expectation. The retailer also said it expects business to be weaker than last year in the all-important holiday season. Target is in the midst of a turnaround plan, trying to reclaim its fashion sense and incorporate AI into the shopping experience. On the other hand, meanwhile, decent news from Lowe's. The home improvement retailer posted a year-over-year sales increase for the quarter. The company did lower its outlook slightly because of a tougher economic backdrop, it said. But it's better than what we heard yesterday from rival Home Depot, which missed profit expectations for the third straight quarter. Boeing is hoping to win back a longtime customer. That's Fly Dubai, which has placed a new order for 75 of Boeing's 737 MAX jets. It's a day after Fly Dubai revealed it placed an order twice as big with Boeing's arch rival, Airbus. It's also been a good week for Boeing. Emirates booked a fleet of Boeing's largest twin-engine jet back on Monday. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers announced this morning he's resigning from the board at OpenAI. It follows an earlier release of emails between him and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. OpenAI is the parent company of ChatGPT. Meta has survived what's been called an existential challenge to its business. A federal judge has ruled Meta does not hold a monopoly in social networking. That means that the parent company of Facebook will not have to spin off its two huge acquisitions, which are Instagram and WhatsApp. And guys, not what you want to hear. Days before the start of the holiday travel season, though it probably is backed up by all of our experiences, a new ranking of global airlines finds all of the best carriers are overseas. Not a single U.S.-based airline cracked the top 10. American came in the highest at 11th, followed closely by United and Delta. Qatar Airways, of all airlines, took the top spot. That's based on on-time performance, passenger opinion, and claims processing.
All right, so who was number like 2 and 3?
Emirates was number 2, and I can't remember who number 3 is, to be totally honest.
I'll be honest with you. I've noticed a difference. Having flown to Europe a few times in recent years, been fortunate enough to get to go. Lufthansa, I thought the service was fantastic. And we were on Air France the last time, KLM, and that was really a high level of service. I had an enjoyable flight on both of those.
I feel the same way. I got back from my honeymoon over the summer taking Emirates back from Europe, and it was probably the best flight experience my wife and I have ever had.
I also want to add, though, that the price comparatives are ridiculously different. Like, if you look at European flights, Italy to France, France to Europe, you're going to pay almost double in American dollars for that same flight as if you were going St. Louis to L.A.
The continent over there?
Yeah. So, okay. So nice. You can say service, but at what price, right?
I mean, interesting.
You're going to get better food. You're going to maybe get, you know, more flight attendants. You're going to have better service at the seat, but you're also going to pay for it. The air competitive, and they also don't have as much travel as we do. We're the number one flight country in the world, more domestic flights than any other nation anywhere, not even close. So, you know, when you have more volume, probably more price comparative, more consumers demanding lower prices, you know, you can pay what you want. If you flew first class on American, you would probably get better service.
My guess is whether it's Emirates or United, if you're in coach, your knees are still up against your chest when the guy in front of you leans back, right?
That is true.
They've squeezed every dime they can out of every one of those planes.
That's right.
For sure. Hey, Dom, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Have a good
one. All right. We appreciate it. You know, he's a sports guy. Of course, he does a lot of stuff with Rutgers, as we mentioned. And somebody got on us on Facebook yesterday. I didn't tune in to listen to sports. We don't talk a lot about sports. We have Ackerman on twice a week. Occasionally we'll talk about Eli Drinkwitz or something like that. I talk about what's in the news and what's of interest to me is what we do on this show.
I give 10 to 15 seconds every newscast
to
our lame blues. You know, just to remind you that we have now gone 5 games without a victory.
And I have intentionally not mentioned my Kentucky Wildcats score last night because they got embarrassed by Michigan State. They look like a bunch of high schoolers. I don't know what's going on down there in Lexington.
Mm.
So anyway.
Quit talking sports.
We will ignore that. I don't want to talk sports.
Quit talking sports.
Quit making me talk sports, Dan. That's your fault. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. And next hour, we'll talk to Eben Brown about that internet outage yesterday. Is there anything you could do to protect yourself? Because a lot of businesses found themselves unable to operate because they couldn't get their website. People couldn't reach their website yesterday. Why was it so widespread?
I don't know, but I know like Eventbrite for Dasher's Dive Bar. We got a notification. Our ticket system was down for like 3 hours.
So we'll talk to Eben Brown about what they think happened and who was affected and what they're doing to make sure it doesn't happen again at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, we'll start off with some good news today because, of course, like so many people probably listening in this audience, my family has been impacted by Alzheimer's disease. Whenever I can help out with those Alzheimer's walks, my friend Tom Shaw has one every year. I try to do that because you need to raise awareness. And apparently, they're close to making some breakthroughs in all of this. And now the story is out this morning that scientists may have found a way to stop Alzheimer's damage before it starts by melting the tiny protein clumps that tend to be early triggers of that disease. So it's long been linked to harmful protein that builds up in the brain and it interferes with cognitive function. But researchers have now discovered that they can small clusters appear first, and if they can locate those and dissolve them, they can freeze the progression of Alzheimer's. Huh. So that's great news.
That is really good news. That's awesome.
I'm very glad to hear that. And I mean, I don't know how close they are to being able to call you in and tell you what test you need to do that. But maybe it's closer than we all think, because Lord knows we need to spare people from having to go through that.
Yeah,
crazy.
No kidding. Hey, have you ever had Vegemite? Have you ever tried it?
A Vegemite sandwich? Yeah. No, I have not had a Vegemite sandwich.
Well, be glad. Disgusting. It is absolutely disgusting. Salty, sticky, brown product that you put out. It's actually a byproduct of brewing beer. Did you know that?
Is it really?
It's like the crap that's at the bottom of the barrel after the fermentation is done. That's what Vegemite is. Anyway, there's a guy. Talk about a waste of taxpayer time and money. This guy's serving a life sentence in Australia. And they're actually going to give him a case in the Australian courts because he is suing the government for basically he's saying his human rights are being violated because he cannot enjoy his culture as an Australian while he is in prison because he's being denied Vegemite. So they're giving him a whole court case to determine whether this guy should have the right to eat this disgusting spread on a piece of bread. And they're going to hear the case, and he's going to trial, or it's going to go to trial. So this dude's in life for prison. Keep in
mind.
Where?
Where's this?
In Australia.
In Australia. So it's an Australian thing, right?
Right.
Like a Men Down Under, that was the song,
but
right?
Yeah, and here's what's crazy. 80% of Australians have it in their cabinets. 80% of people in Australia eat this disgusting...
Is it like Spam?
No,
like,
you don't think
it's like Spam?
No, it looks like brown peanut butter.
It's like a jelly, but dude, all it is like this brown, sticky... The only thing you can taste is salt. That's what it's like. It's like putting a salt bed on your sandwich. I tried it one time. I'm like, what is the rage?
They make something in Cincinnati. I don't know. I assume you can still get it. Called Geta. And it was basically whatever was left over at the pork plant, because it used to be the Porkopolis was the queen city in Cincinnati. They would scrape this stuff up and package it, and people would fry it up and serve it with eggs and stuff in the morning.
Right.
Like it was all the fatty leftovers of whatever was in there. I remember I dated a girl whose family served this for breakfast. And it's an acquired taste, but it still sounds better than
Vegemite. Vegemite, actually, do you know why it got banned from prisons? Why they don't serve it and give it to prisoners?
Is it an aphrodisiac?
No,
what is it?
No, because they could spread it around their suite.
What?
Around the suite or around their cell to interfere with narcotic dog detection. The dogs couldn't smell past the Vegemite, so they would just smear it around and it would throw their scent off so they couldn't find the narcotics in their cell.
Well, then why is this even being considered in court?
Exactly. Thank you.
Because his rights as an Australian are being denied this national feast or whatever they want to call Vegemite.
There's some great video out of Pittsburgh this morning that you're going to have to look up. It's a black bear chased a kid into a dollar store, right? So there's this video, this 11-year-old kid comes screaming into this dollar store, and right behind him is a black bear chasing him. So he manages to get away from the bear, and the bear's looking around, and then it jumps over the counter, like behind the thing, and it noses around for a few minutes and then runs back out the door. Nobody was injured, but you got to...
Oh, my gosh.
The kid's got a story to tell forever with that one, for sure. Here's another interesting story I thought. Remember Melissa Joan Hart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember her from the age Sabrina the Teenage Witch and all that stuff? There's a story out this morning that at the height of her fame, she turned down an offer to pose in Playboy magazine. Apparently... She had accepted an offer. Remember Maxim magazine? I don't know if that's still around.
I don't think it is.
That was a more tasteful version where women were like in their underwears, undergarments, or lingerie, but not nude like Playboy. She had done a photo shoot for them, and her dad and her brother were so horrified that she turned down a multi-million dollar offer to pose in Playboy at the time.
No kidding.
And she says 30 years later, looking back at it, She's so happy she made that decision.
Huh.
Which should be a lesson to all those people out there.
Yep.
Teachers considering doing OnlyFans on the side. Because, trust me, someday your children are going to grow up and they're going to learn about this. And you're going to be humiliated that you degraded yourself like that.
Amen. Good job.
Wow.
Good
point. Millions of dollars.
Yeah. Way to go, Melissa Joan Hart, for admitting that now that you're glad you made that good decision all those years ago. Thought about her family first. That's good.
That's right.
All right, coming up, Evan Brown, top of the hour, on why we got that internet outage and what are the risks of it continuing into the future. We're going to talk to Mary Vogt, our friend from the Heritage Foundation, about why does Snap have more people in it than the entire state of California? Have we asked that question lately? Mm. And we'll give away a couple tickets to Guns N' Roses in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.